It is one of my favourite times of the week. We have so much weird history in this city. It's time to crack open the dictionary. And Nicole Karma joins us now for Dictionary of Sydney. Morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Good morning, Tess.
What are we chatting about this week?
Something very topical, and I'm sure it's probably been discussed a lot here on 2CR. But just thinking of sort of what's happening with the Sydney Opera House at the moment.
Yeah.
And certainly, I of course, just realised that it's the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Opera House, actually, just on from the 13th onwards.
Wow.
So this is all very kind of interesting. The Sydney Opera House is in the news. And, of course, you know, I was thinking, you know, we've had our fair share as a country of pretty controversial advertising and advertising that is very memorable and that sort of thing. But I think the most recent example is probably one of the most controversial I've seen in a long time. And, you know, I love some of the slogans that are coming out to stop the sales on the sales.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's an advertising slogan in itself. But sort of just looking at the history of advertising in Sydney, you know, back in the 19th century, they street frontages were used to advertise theatrical productions. You know, retailers adorned their shop frontages with posters. And bill posters stuck to buildings, pillars, and hoarding actually became so prominent that at the time cartoons, you know, really satirized Sydney's sort of vulgar looking streets.
Really?
Because there were just so much advertising. And I think 2SER just retweeted a tweet, pictures of it. It's really, really full on at the time. And in 1854 it was that there was a company called Isaac and Joseph Roth, which actually became the city's first producer of posters for commercial purposes.
So they had a dedicated...
Yes, they did. And then very soon, you know, other sort of companies in terms of specialising in outdoor advertising were actually established. And then sort of came the ghost signs. And you know, as they're often called, and they were signs which were painted on city buildings. And actually, my fellow guest historian, Dr. Lisa Murray, spoke about the peep sign that was uncovered last year when some buildings were demolished at Wynyard. And people could see this beautifully kind of 1930s, I think it was painted in 1935, advertisement on the side of a building, something that we hadn't seen for many, many, well, decades, actually. And so this sort of, you know, artworks in their own right, other sorts of artworks you see, advertisements in train stations. So they also became hotspots for advertising.
I'm picturing St. James and Museum at the moment.
That's right. So Museum Station, you would have noticed that they have a lot of sort of vintage-looking advertisements from the 1920s, I think, or 1930s up to around the 1950s. And so they've decided to put reprints of those up, and it looks great. They really were artworks in their own right. And you had many artists of the day, many well-known artists, were actually employed by the advertising industry. You know, artists like Thea Proctor. Margaret Preston as well. And also Brett Whiteley and Bryce Courtney also had careers in advertising. So they sort of had this, we've had this history of incorporating art illustration and stuff in advertising. Maybe not so much now, but a really kind of interesting history. And probably our most famous billboard, true billboard, I might add, is the Coca-Cola sign. And that's at the intersection of William Street and Darlinghurst Road. And that was actually built in 1974. So at the time, there was lights, it was very bright. But it was built for that specific purpose. And so it's interesting to note that, and this is all in the Dictionary of Sydney in this wonderful article, that one cigarette company actually recognised the importance of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And they said in a newspaper in 1932, and I quote...
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a quote. "We are not going to try to have this announcement placed on the bridge, feeling that even a Capstan, which is the name of the cigarettes, even a Capstan advertisement would be somewhat out of harmony with the dignity and impressiveness of this magnificent structure."
Oh!
This was back in 1932. Just FYI, all those out there talking about the Sydney Opera. So while we have sort of, you know, we've incorporated art in advertising, I think sort of the most recent example with the Sydney Opera House attempts to do the opposite. It's people are saying you're turning an artwork in itself, and I'd say one of the most, it is probably the most iconic and culturally significant buildings in this country, into a billboard.
Yeah, that's the
phrase. You're trying to flip that around, and it's sort of, you know, as we can see by the, you know, the protests, the petitions, and the general kind of the vibe, shall we say, there are some things I think that are just not for sale.
Yeah, people don't seem to be real pleased.
No, no, but there we have it, 1932, a cigarette company going, no, actually, we're not going to put it on the Harbour Bridge.
Unfortunate when an old-timey cigarette company has more... I want to say respect for national monuments.
Yes, yes. And this was before the sort of dangers of smoking and sort of
that's
openly advertising smoking actually came about. And they even thought, maybe not. Maybe it's a bit distasteful.
There we go. We're officially living in the timeline where old-timey cigarette companies are the bastion of morals. Yeah. There we are. Where can we find out more info?
Yep, at dictionaryofsydney.org.
Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole Carmer with Dictionary of Sydney, having a chat about some of the history of advertising in Sydney. Yes, very topical at the moment, of course. So the situation happening down at the Opera House, you've probably seen floating around once or twice.